People want to hear real shit. Welcome to CDM's Midday Podcast with your hosts Monroe Martin, Chris Cotton, Derek Gaines. Derek Gaines is not here, but we have a special guest, a real good friend of mine, even though he's being a bitch. Hit it up
for H. Foley.
What's up, three people listening? It's good to be here. Glad to be here in the bus station, Philadelphia, talking into a dull computer.
Explain. Tell them how it is. Tell them where do you do comedy at? And how long have you been doing comedy?
What made
you do comedy? Let's hear about H.
What was your start? Oh, what's up, y'all? Chris Kyle's in the building. I'm sorry. Let me introduce myself. You know how it is. All right, go ahead.
My start? I'm still waiting for it, ain't I?
You started. Just tell her.
Started doing comedy at the Raven Lounge in Philadelphia. Came on to the Center City Comedy Show. Started hosting. Built it up from there. Hosted the Laugh House now. Center City Comedy, the LLC, the name. Now we produce sketch comedy all over the internet. Check us out, centercitycomedy.com.
Not how you started comedy.
I came into the game. Dan Aykroyd came into the game.
We got a new game coming out. It's called Center City Comedy. It's a shooter game.
How'd you start? How'd you get into comedy? What made you go, you know what, I'm going to do this?
Cocaine, man. Fucking cocaine. You know that. Cocaine.
Is he serious?
Yeah. Like,
really?
Tell the story then.
Because right, I never heard the story.
We know.
All right.
I know.
I never heard the story.
I was born a small black child in New Orleans.
All right, good jerk.
It was the night of Hurricane Katrina. My dad was drunk walking around. My mom was a streetwalker down there named Aisha. No, I don't know. I came down to Philly. I went to New York 10 years ago. I was supposed to get into acting and all that bullshit. Started doing it. Fucking started partying a lot. Doing a lot of coke. Washed out of there 10 years later. Came down to Philly. Wanted to start auditioning again. And I thought doing stand-up comedy might be a good way to help me get ready to go on auditions. And I showed up at Helium one night. Fucking performed in our open mic. And I liked it. And the rest is history. And fucking here we are 3 years later.
So you're an actor. So what were you in when you were in what?
Gay porn does not count. Well, it does count. It does
porn?
Count.
Sylvester Stallone started.
He really did?
Yeah, he started in porn.
I mean, he started off in porn?
Yeah.
He was slinging dick like that, huh?
He was fucking wrecking dick.
His first movie was called Mambo.
What do we take this concept?
First Come, Part 2.
Oh, shit.
Were you in anything?
Yeah, I did the only thing I did was a national Adidas commercial called Long Live Sport, which is funny because I'm 300 pounds and I was in a sportswear commercial. But I played a football player in it and, things were looking good. Got in with the casting agent, went on a couple auditions, did a couple shitty movies that never got made, never got finished. And, just started drying up.
So you were the Marlon Wayans of this shit. Like, remember that episode when he thought he was going to make it? Then he started smoking weed?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, yeah, we're good. I'm going to max out everything. Okay. Everybody drinks on me. I did an Adidas commercial.
Can we still find that Adidas commercial online? What's the name of it?
Long Live Sport. It's called
Sport.
Two Mascots Fighting.
Oh, so you're the mascot?
No, I'm just a guy standing on the sidelines in a football uniform.
This story got sadder and sadder as it went on.
I was actually just in the background.
I mean, what were you expecting? I was the head of pediatrics at Penn University Hospital, and I told a joke to a guy while he was on the operating table, and he really liked it.
So to give people, how would you describe yourself? Because we try to be visual.
Yeah, yeah.
So people know what you look like. Everybody know Chris looks like an overweight Cedric. He is a diabetic. He looks...
A lot of people tell me I look like Ryan Reynolds.
False.
Ryan Reynolds and the chick, the fat chick from Bridesmaids.
Accurate.
I get confused with those two.
He looks like your typical douchebag Philadelphia Phillies fan.
I don't know. I'm fucking 5'11", 250, right out of the shower, soaking wet.
250 my ass.
5'11", 6 foot with afro.
It's, I don't know. He's a white guy. He's a white guy.
I'm
I wouldn't guarantee that.
He's definitely white.
I'm Irish. 100% Irish.
But you're still white. You didn't have the talent category. Just white.
No, man.
I am. I'm white. I'm sorry. I'm white. I admit it. I have nothing to do with it.
Foley, Foley, Citizen Comedy. How many times are we going to plug Citizen Comedy? I think we should go for the record today.
Go for the record. I'm going to just edit them all out. I'm going to just replace them with car horns.
I got a lot of traffic around here today.
Yeah, we're in Rittenhouse Square today. Usually we record this in New York, but today we're recording in Philadelphia. Yeah, because I'm working. We waiting on somebody else to come here, but yeah, y'all find out.
Well, while we waiting, I just want to bring up the topic since I got two portly fellows. Man, I'm not going to call them fat because they're not.
They ain't skinny.
They just skinny and they packed heavy.
Check out that chick's calf.
Portly's like a fucking obese 12-year-old.
Yeah.
That's portly.
That's you see the look. Oh, no. You do, because you're not in the fat category. Fat is like husky. No, you're not. No, you can easily look. Fat is husky. Y'all can easily pass as retired football players.
I like that. That made me. You know what's bad? That actually made me feel good. Like,
so, man. I'm not. So, y'all are cool. Just do a couple laps, do some suicides, shit like that. Go swimming. Swimming.
Suicide? What are you, a gym coach? Play some chess ball.
With this getup he got on, he looks like a shady gym coach.
Come on, kids. Come in my office. Let's take a picture. Hurricane Irene's on the way in. It's fucking 100 degrees out here. The fucking barometer's fucking through the roof. And Monroe's wearing a wool coat.
It's a fucking fleece. And it's fucking gloomy outside.
It's a performance fleece. And he hasn't performed in years, people. He's fucking out. This is horrible.
Yeah, is that your performance outfit?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's shitty.
This is what I do right here.
Oh, for the sympathy laugh. You got a pair of fucking Air Mortons on. From Payless.
Nah, all right, so yeah, were you saying about us being fat again?
No. I didn't call you fat. I said portly.
I'm getting through the bullshit and saying what it is. You're calling us fat.
Look at this. I'm not going to classify them fat. You can send some naked pictures on Twitter, show them what you look like. But there's this argument. Does weight play a factor in your comedy career?
Are fat guys funny?
Basically. Are fat guys funny? If so, why? If not, why not?
Well, I think psychologically, fat people or ugly people try to be funny or try to, you know, push their personalities because they can't get by on their looks. So, yeah, I mean, fat people try to be funny. Some of them are, some of them aren't. Does it help you in comedy? I think anything that you can point out to an audience that's self-deprecating to you helps you out. And being fat is obviously very visual. Not for this purposes, but on stage it is.
So you sound fat right now.
Hold on, let me finish this cheesesteak.
I think that basically people like to laugh at ugly people. And the fatter and the uglier you are, people want to laugh harder.
You can't play on it too much, though.
With that said, what about the people who are physically fit and still headlining who are ugly?
Yeah, it doesn't matter that much.
Yeah, like my thing is, this is what I thought about.
It's not like something people try to be, like, oh, I want to be a comedian, I got to fatten up. That's not
it. No, sir, well, they don't get real fat, but they get out of shape. There is this thing called comedic weight.
Like the freshman 15?
Yeah. Like Will Ferrell, he was actually in shape. If you remember the Night at the Roxbury movie, he was cut. But then, like, as he got more roles, he got out of shape because it was funnier. But when stand-up, and the factor with stand-up, I do think fat people are a tad bit funnier because, like, when they tell their relationship material, people always have this doubt in their mind. Like, they laugh harder because it's like, somebody's with you, that type of thing. But, you cool? But I think fat people are funnier, but... Yeah, it has a...
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think fat people are funnier.
I think people are funnier.
I think people want to say fat people because the whole jolly image.
There's just a lot of fat comedians.
Yeah, it is. I mean, come on, who wants to really work anyway? And fat people, we're lazy. If you tell me all I got to do is sit around and write shit down and then go say it on stage, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to complain, but I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to do a real job. I don't want to go lift anything.
That's got... What? What are you talking about?
I don't want to lift shit or... I think, I don't know.
There's people who are fat who are funny. There's people who are skinny who are funny.
Skinny comedians aren't as they're not as easy to accept, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're fat, people want you to, they kind of want you to make it. They kind of want to be on your side.
I think when you're fit, you got to be a little bit more vocal. I do know that.
I mean, people want to laugh at Joe Rogan.
You got to be like, when you see all the fit comics, they're more they're more personal, more, they're more personable, they're more like cerebral.
Cerebral? What?
No, I don't think so. No, a lot of them dropping dick jokes left and right.
What is I'm talking about the good ones. The ones cerebral. Shit that makes you think.
You're naming fucking characters off of X-Men. We don't know who.
Cerebral.
They're more cerebral.
I said cerebral. Cerebral.
You must listen
to me. It's the fucking danger room from X-Men.
Cerebral. It is the danger room. Going to Cerebral. Remember they used to go to danger room?
Don't read comic books. So I would know everything about comic books.
That's funny. I don't know, man. I don't know. Being fat, it doesn't hurt.
It definitely don't hurt.
Never hurt. I've never seen somebody be like, that fat guy didn't entertain me at all.
There are some people who were fat that got skinny that aren't that funny anymore.
But I think that's more of a mental thing. When you lose weight, you think...
When you're fat, you're likable. What fat comic you hate?
Not a lot. I don't even like Louis. But I mean, not Louis C.K. Was it Louis? The fat Louis.
Louis Anderson?
Yeah, Louis Anderson. Yeah. I don't like him, but I don't hate him.
Yeah.
I want to, too.
When you're fat, you're so fucking likable.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be your friend.
I think that's just because he makes you seem harmless to people.
Yeah.
And they can laugh at you.
A little bit of gut goes a long way.
It goes back to, you know, fucking psychology, really.
Yeah.
You know? People who are in shape worry about other people who are in shape. You know, the alpha male kind of bullshit. And when they see you with somebody fat, I don't fucking know, man. This is the dumbest shit.
Look at this. You just mad. You mad. You all right? You touch it? Look at this.
Get me an ice cream cone.
Godfrey coming over here in shape ass. Fucking does like 1,000 push-ups a night.
Abs is steel.
Look at this.
Yeah, he's funny. What do you mean? He's skinny.
Yeah. He's not skinny. Look at this fucking guy. He's in great
But he
shape.
Started off big. Godfrey was big as fuck. He wasn't fat, but Godfrey was big as shit. Right. Welcome, Godfrey, to the podcast. Godfrey, when you came into comedy, you were a little bit bigger.
Like when I came into where?
Comedy. When you came and started doing comedy. You were like a football player and you came in bigger.
I'm leaner now.
Yeah. Fat what do you think?
Bigger. What?
Fat or bigger?
I'm not fat. I was never fat.
Yeah.
I mean,
see?
Technically, weight-wise, I was probably overweight, but visually, people were like, how are you fat? But technically, when you, mathematically, I was overweight.
Oh, okay.
I mean, when I first got in college, I was in real good shape. I mean, yeah, but that was...
But then you started eating good meals.
Yeah, it's just, you always, you know, you don't, your metabolism changes. All the 20s, right?
Yeah.
You guys have still got a high metabolism. Mine isn't. Oh, shit.
Where
the fuck is my metabolism?
Oh, yeah.
I have mine in the basement, though.
Let's eats once a month.
Still working on this bagel I had last week.
Let's introduce everybody. Godfrey. Hold on.
First
Godfrey. The podcast. Godfrey, you know, H. Foley, meet Godfrey.
What's up, man?
Real good friend of the podcast.
Smoke. Sorry. Shit.
No, and we got to do the same thing with you that we do everybody that
what's up?
First gets on the podcast. We want to hear, how did you begin in comedy? What was your beginning point and all that? That corny you story.
Where did you start? Call this podcast, ugh. Jesus. I really want to smack both of you right now.
He's walking right into
really
it.
Really bugging me because I already you know how I started, you asshole.
I know.
We Godfrey with our podcast. Can you redo it and tell it from the beginning?
I don't know what's coming.
Yeah, right. See, look at that.
Oh, who are you? Why are you here?
No, I'm kidding. Can I have your autograph?
I started in Chicago. Chicago. I was in a comedy team for a year. I tried that out with a dude. But he got high and drunk a lot, and Steve Harvey told me to get rid of him. I remember we were at this club, and Steve was like, cut his ass. You should
what you mean? It was two of y'all on stage?
Yeah. It was a dude. I said I wanted to try it, and I went, you know, like kind of a dare with my friend. And we like went up, and we actually did really well. We did the amateur night, and we were like, we got picked to be the main dudes of amateur. My first time up there, I killed. But it was like I was nervous. I was so scared. Like, but I was able to, I'm good at imitating people. So that was my go-to, you know, when you don't, if you can impersonate, that's your first thing. So I did Cosby. I did Johnny Carson. No black dude was doing Johnny Carson. But I did Johnny Carson. I did all kind of people. And so we killed, and it was like he played the hypnotist, and he would hypnotize me into people. It was so corny.
It worked. Sounds horrible.
But I killed. Remember that. I got laughs, stupid.
The hypnotist.
But as a duo, we did it. And then after a while, long story short, I started doing solo shit. So I started going to, I started doing regular open mics. And then I went to the South Side of Chicago and met Bernie Mac. He was doing amateur nights on Mondays. Like, it was a talent night on Mondays. It was Bernie's show. And then from there, I started doing a lot of the urban circuit. That was Bernie, which was like another level. Like, it was Bernie, and then you'd see Cedric Entertainer would come through because he's from St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Mike Epps would come through before I was his roommate, and before I was his roommate in New York. And it was just from there, that's where it started, man. Just after college, man, I was like, I'm gonna try this shit. After seeing Tommy Davidson perform in my college, man, and I hung
out with him. How many fucking celebrities do you have in your starting story?
I mean, it is, because it's like, when you guys come up and do your thing, you're going to talk the same exact way. You're going to be like, oh, Chris Cotton or Monroe Martin. When you guys are...
H. Foley right here.
And when you guys are in the game, because people automatically go, he's dropping names. I go, first of all, fuck you. And another thing is, I don't need to drop names because it's real shit. You saw me with Zach Galifianakis? Yeah. I told you. I've known the motherfucker 14 years. I mean, it's like, it is what it is. It's like, here's a perfect example. Einstein. I'm an Einstein freak, so I just read his biography. Einstein, you know who his crew was? Madame Curie, Niels Bohr. It was all the dudes, all the guys that created theories. And they were all in the same, they all came up together. Mm-hmm. They all figured out theories together. All that E equals MC squared. So many people were trying to battle Einstein with that, but they all the famous people, Madame Curie, I mean, Pierre Curie, I mean, they all came up at the same time. Steve Jobs, I mean, even Apple, they all, Bill Gates, they all came up at the same time. You got to read that book, Outliers, man. You know that book, Outliers?
No. Oh, don't look at me. When you talk about
books, I'm listening.
Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. He wrote Tipping Point, and Outliers talks about certain people that have come up in the same time and why they're successful at the same time. So this whole thing, me knowing people, is because when I came to New York, Zach Galifianakis, Scholar Brothers, you're talking about Patrice O'Neill, Robert Kelly, these were my dudes. Bill Burr, when he was Billy Burr, he was calling himself Billy Burr. He wasn't even Bill Burr, he was Billy Burr. Bill Burr, Wanda Sykes Hall when she was married, before lesbian. These are the people I was around.
She's
I was like,
cute too, bro. I've seen some pictures of her.
Oh, she was fly, she right?
Yeah.
She was fly as shit.
Get it.
So these were the people I was around, man. Artie Lang, come on, man. We were in the same, it was William Morris with Artie Lang, man. It was like, I know these dudes. Like, Kevin James, we auditioned for Saturday Night Live the same fucking day. I know Kevin, I know Gary Bell, I know Jimmy, I had all of them. Tracy Morgan, I knew him when he was as big as you.
Oh yeah, he was bigger.
He was about as big as you. Like, nah, he wasn't. Tracy's a small dude.
Yeah.
He was about as big as you. You're a bigger frame and taller than him. But he was a big dude. I remember at the Uptown Comedy Club when he was used to wear a propeller hat. And that was Will Servants. I met Will, Tracy, this girl named Rhonda Flowers, and I was hanging out with Jim Brewer, was doing Uptown Comedy Club. Mm-hmm. So that's why I do Jim's show, because I've known Jim forever. It's like, it's just what it is. We came up in the same class. And if cats are making a name of themselves, I know them. It is what it is. If people know me, they know me. It's real talk. They can call me up. I go, what up, dude? I know cats that call me up and say, yo, they don't believe I know you. I go, what up? What's up? You know me. It is what it is. And people go, oh, you name dropping. No, I ain't trying to impress you, motherfucker.
Yeah, with what Godfrey's saying, I mean, historically, that's the way it works. And, like, that's what attracted me so much to, like, you and Conrad and Monroe and everybody we're working with. If you look back through history, like, you know, the painters in the 20s in Paris, or a great example is the Beat Generation poets. Yep. Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, all those guys, they all went to Columbia together, and they all, you push one another, and like you get around this group, and like, you know, people gravitate to one another, and that's how people get big, is because you know, everyone's around one another, pushing each other as hard as they can.
You're in the same art. Yeah, it's, you see a lot of, like you were saying, you see a lot of like historical figures, and the people they were around were also doing their thing. You go, oh shit, all musicians, oh good lord, Stones, Zeppelin, blah. I mean, they were all at the same time doing the same kind of thing. Rappers. I had a whole, I'm friends with Kumo D. And Kumo, and of all people,
so
Kumo
much.
D. Yeah.
Who you know, cool motherfucker?
I went to high school.
But what's funny is,
cool
you
head.
Did?
Cool head.
What's up?
What's so funny is Kumo D. I told you about the Kumo D. Because I was like, he broke down everything about hip hop to me in a grocery store. So we were there an hour and a half. And he was talking about how LL Cool J was always trying to, yo, you gotta hear my demo. I mean, LL, all these dudes were on Run DMC, all these dudes were all around the same time doing the same shit.
It's right important too. I'll tell you, you know, 10 years ago, I went to New York to try to be an actor, and I didn't know shit from whatever, and I was by myself. And, you know, eventually, I never met anybody. I never went out there and found anybody. And then when I got down here, man, that was, like, something that, like, it meant, means a lot to me. And, you know, I showed up at the Raven one night and just started moving furniture around. And I was like, I want to be around these guys. These guys are funny. These guys are cool. I want to be around them. They're going to make me stronger. And having that perspective of being somewhere and being alone and having nobody, and then having a group like this, it's good.
I know about
you know,
that.
It feels really good.
That's how I came to New York, by my damn self.
And plus, shit, now we have a, you know, a 1 in 5 chance of getting famous. One of them's gonna make it. I'll turtle for anybody. Watch your coffee, Mr. Cotton.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know, man.
It's too. You can't even call it anymore. Who's gonna get famous? You can't call shit.
We're 20 million.
You just gotta keep working.
Yeah, YouTube hits away, right?
You don't know where you're gonna be. You just gotta keep rolling, man. You just gotta roll. You don't know what the next day is gonna bring. You don't know who's gonna blow the fuck up. You don't know. You can't say, oh, I've been in a long time. It don't mean you're gonna make it. Mm-hmm. There's gonna be a cat that just comes in and looks funny and wins and gets in. Like Aziz Ansari is a perfect example. He made it fast as fuck.
Said he's only been doing the 10.
But he started on about six. He was boom, because first of all, it was his look. There aren't that many Indian comics, and he was doing Mitch Hedberg really. Oh, when he first came to Cellar, he was Mitch Hedberg. I said, this motherfucker is Mitch Hedberg, because I know Mitch since I was in Montreal with Mitch in 96. Me and Mitch were in New Faces. Me and Mitch were the last two dudes at the Hotel Novel. I can tell you the address, and it was the worst showcase. It was about 30 comics on that bitch. It was a hot room. We were fucking, everybody was hot, and everybody was bombing. I was the last, second to last. Mitch was right after me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's your name? He's like, my name is Mitch Hedberg, man. What's happening, man? I was like, what's up, man? How you doing? And I said, cool. I said, worry. I went up, and I had a decent set. I was used to killing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that this, everybody was coming backstage, like, you know how war, mm-hmm. people come injured? Like, it's not working. You know, when we was coming out and stretching. Oh, don't fall out. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
One lady stabbed me. What? How did she get a security letter in?
So I went up, and I did pretty good. I had a decent set, but I was so spoiled from killing that I had an okay set. Mitch went up there. It was a wrap. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, he was ridiculous. He smashed that shit in half. Because no one had ever seen that kind of style, mm-hmm. before. And he didn't even look at the audience the whole time. He had his head down the whole time. He's like, how y'all doing? I know this is a difficult show, but, you know, I was sitting there like, damn. And I've known him for a long time, even till a year before he passed, I saw him. You know, he's doing heroin. It's a shame, but, you know, it's like, that's what Aziz Ansari, he's like, he was one of those dudes. I think that was his big influence, but now he's more himself, mm-hmm. starting to kind of be himself. But you just never know who's going to be the next dude. Like, Russell Peters is the richest comedian in the world. You know how long I've known Russell?
Yeah, you didn't
Russell?
Know that? I didn't know he's the richest.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, richest comedian as far as not Seinfeld and all that, but like our class.
Yeah.
The richest dude. But I remember Russell would call me from Toronto and he had no money. He'd be like, hey, it's Russell P. I hang out with him all the time. And he knows. I check his ass. I go, you can't fucking do that rich man shit on me. I was good to you. That was my dude. And Russell knows I hang out in his crib. He has 5 houses. He's a sick ass DJ. He's a rich ass dude. But you think about this. It's his niche. He's Indian. There's not a lot of Indian comics. You know, Black and White is hack.
We're old school.
Black and white.
We got a white guy. Like,
white guy. Black, bad. Fat and black, short and black, tall and black. So what? White, white, fat, black. Boo. White guy that talks black. Boo.
You see, no one talks a white
but
guy.
But the Indian thing is an untapped resource. And if you're in, and Russell gave people what they wanted, and he blew up. And you know how he blew up? This is where you never know what's going to happen. Russell wasn't selling out. He was doing small little crowds. One day, some Indian kids started seeing him on YouTube and stuff. So some Indian kids decide, let's start sending out little widgets to other Indian kids. You know how many Indian people are on the planet Earth?
Too many.
Two-thirds of the population.
Too fucking many.
So it spread out. So then Russell goes, one day I come coming to a show, there's a line around the block for me. And he didn't know it was for him, but they were like, he goes, who's here? Somebody before me. He goes, this is for you. He goes, what? How the fuck did And then the people explained it were like, you're getting all these hits. That's how he blew up. Not really blew up on his act. He blew up on the from the computer.
And he didn't have anything to do with it. That's creepy.
He didn't have
anything. Still funny, though.
I'm still funny.
I'm not knocking him. Yeah. But I'm saying.
That'd be wild. I'm walking in the river. Yeah, it's a lot of what happened? Somebody online.
Yeah, but it can happen.
Somebody
like
got
that.
Murdered online.
It looked like you. They want to make
sure. You have a turning point. You have a turning point. Like something could just click. You could send maybe you send a sketch out and it goes viral. Like, oh, shit. Like my white women's workout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm at three. I should be at about 3 million hits on Funny or Die.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent out a gang of videos and can't get it to go viral. For sure, I'd be like, this is funny. I get 500 hits, 1,000 something. In 2 years, it's 10. That's bullshit. But then when I did the white women's workout, it was such a guess. I said, man, let's just throw it out there, see what happens. We threw it out there, man. We got 200,000 hits in 2 days. I was like, I was in France when that happened last year. I was like, what? They said, listen, 200,000. I said, what the fuck are you talking about? What? And it was 50,000 a day. We were getting 50,000 hits a day.
Did you do anything to push it or just put it out there
Man,
once?
We just put it out there once. And then and then other websites picked it up. We were on different websites, exercise websites. They thought, would this be for real? Then there was Nazi websites. They were like, a black man chasing a white woman. I was like, that's great.
That's great. That's great.
They knew about that.
That's we got one cool meal from. We hate blacks.
But that's a hit, though.
Yeah, a hit is a hit.
No bad press.
I don't care if you go, nigga, just press that send button.
Show it to a friend. We hate him.
And so it was just like one of those things where something clicked and bang, and it's so, I don't know why. Maybe it was the perfect amount of time. Maybe the sketch was perfect. Maybe no one has seen that before. I don't know. I've done other sketches and nothing. I do this one sketch, it blows. I'm at 3 million. Like, what? And in the streets, everyone's like, yo. And random people, yo, that sketch you did, I'm like, the fuck did I do right? And then you try again, and nothing. You're like,
20 hits, ass, and let's get some rollover.
How many videos are on YouTube? Right. I mean, how many people are doing sketches? Millions. So that for anybody to pay attention to you, man.
And you're competing with the reality stuff, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some cat taking a shit in the dining room table.
Yeah. That's great. You can't ever argue with cats doing anything. Cats doing anything.
Man, that cat, the one cat where he's disappearing.
There's one with a fucking.
I like the cat that opens up his head. I like that cat.
That makes me laugh. Like every
the kitten.
Like,
the kitten when the lady opens her hand and the cat's like, ah! It pops up. I love that. It's
dude,
so cute.
Animal stuff is the best.
There's one with a baby saying, fuck trying to walk down steps.
Or the.
Really?
Babies.
Baby child.
Yeah.
Biting the dude's finger.
Oh, baby. Babies. You can't. Babies and cats. Funny. Babies and cats.
The little girl talking about monsters, like, I'm going to kick their ass. That's 40 million hits.
Damn.
I mean, but then the problem is they want this kid to be an actor.
Uh-huh.
Actor. Oh, she's going to be an actress. No, she didn't do anything.
She didn't do that.
Oh, I'm going to...
The best she's going to be is a porn star. I'm sorry.
That ain't bad.
That's the best.
That is not bad.
I know the chick.
I try to keep that out of my mind, with the stuff that we do. Like, you know, I look at, like, you know, okay, I'll lump myself in with other people that are producing things and, you know, producing sketch comedy. But when it comes to other shit, I mean, you know, unless I, like, scare the shit out of my girlfriend one morning, you know, it's not going to work
out. She poops on herself. Yeah. That's what you need. Classic.
Yeah. But, like, you know, like, what Godfrey's saying with, like, the small moves is, like, you know, we think, like, I thought something grazed my foot. It was going to be like, 3 million hits, and, you know, everyone's going to come calling.
What is it at now, though?
Like 3,000. A hard 3,000.
Yeah, a foot for 3,000.
But, no, we keep getting these little jobs. Like, we got the city paper job that we're doing. We got this thing for draft tables that we're doing, all that stuff. Like, all that stuff's going to build up to something, I hope.
Yeah. It should,
I'm
going
to be selling insurance in a couple years. One or the other.
You see this guy's face? He got the clean cut look. I would buy something from you. Hey, sir, would you like to buy some? Just close the door in my face. I see. Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this is
it's a game, huh?
I mean, Snooki's famous. You know, you just go.
Yo, she gets 10,000 per college. Yeah.
To do
nothing.
When I saw
her. She doesn't do shit. She doesn't have a single talent. She's not awesome. A spokesman for
She don't
shit.
Even look that good. She looks basic
but
to worse.
Like, why is she
she's
they spent
$10,000.
I saw a picture of the situation on TMZ of him deciding what car he was going to take out. And I'm like, please let it be a Honda, a Hyundai, and a fucking 87
Chevrolet.
It's a Lamborghini,
out,
a Bentley, and then like, you know, a Panamera or something. It's like,
did you hear about what Abercrombie and Fitch did?
Yeah, they told him to stop
they
wearing
paid
stuff.
Him to not wear their stuff.
But they paid him to not wear it. That's fucking great. I would love somebody to be like, look, you're a fan as fuck.
I wish I was that Reebok, but I'm not wearing Reebok. Wouldn't that be dope if people paid you to stay away from
them? Like, I never wear
take a meal, go home.
I never wear designer clothes. I'd be a billionaire.
Yeah, man.
I would give a fuck.
You're stretching our shit out.
Oh,
not for you.
Yeah, they thought it was going to hurt their image. But in the beginning, you know, everybody bought into it and was like, yeah, you know, they had like, you know, the situation t-shirts and all that stuff. Then they realized what a douchebag he was. And like, that stuff's so fleeting. You know what I mean? Like you know, it's so 15 minutes. We don't want that.
Yeah, that's the thing. But people like that are like, wow, they don't know any better. And there's no longevity to them. They want it right there, right now. These are like ghetto ass people, you know? They're like, what? I don't have a talent. And I'm getting some, they're going to take it. And you know what's sad? That 15 minutes, he's getting them a couple hundred grand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, you know. But when they hit rock bottom,
they hit hard.
Boy, it's rock.
They
remember New York?
Over to
remember
VH1 New York? And do remember New celebrity York? Something.
Flavor of Love, New
oh,
York.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
What is she now? What is she doing now? Is she
a somewhere?
She's in a nursing program.
Is she a U-Port? She's working at a rehab center in
New York and Brooklyn.
She does in-house care.
Mr. Earl, take your meds.
But yo,
take your meds.
That's the thing, too. The scary thing is, it's like the worse you get, the more you can still keep succeeding. Like, the worst thing you can do is wash out on celebrity rehab.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Crazy how
Boosie
they have
Gary Busey's a
backup,
there,
a safety net. But Busey was a legitimate actor.
But Busey's a beast, too. He's creepy as hell
now. Academy Award winner, man.
But he was a beast. He was a good-looking dude when he was young. He was a good
actor. I'll be honest. I don't want
musician.
It's bad. I won an Oscar, but every time somebody's won an Oscar, it hurts them.
Yeah,
nobody
an
succeeds.
Oscar curses.
Yeah.
You're not going to get one. So
no, I don't.
Get an Oscar for wearing a shitty shirt.
Wow. I like how he already put himself. I don't really want.
I don't want
that. I like an Academy. If you're thinking about it, don't give it to me, all right?
I love when people do that. When they go, I don't want to be like super famous. Don't worry. You'll be middle.
You'll be cool.
Don't even trip. Don't doubt. I don't want to be super.
You
I'm
see
sorry.
Your face, you're all right.
So let's say you
won't get past 30 people knowing.
You won't get past a Doritos commercial. They give you like five takes. You'd be like, what? Bite it now.
I don't want to be too famous. I don't want to be a spokesperson. I don't want to be. I've heard people say, I just want to be a working actor. First of all, get to working actor before you open your dumb mouth.
Get to working.
Why don't you work first?
I'm going to make
you audition.
A mill is too much.
First, you son of a bitch. Why don't you audition first?
Yeah, I'd rather set my sights too high and fall flat. I want to be doing coke, a fucking Russian hooker's toenails.
You can do that now.
Yeah, right. Got another right guy.
When you say Russian, all you have to do is have the money and the time. They'd be like, I do for you. Don't worry. You don't have to be star. You are a star to me. I have your autograph, you sign check, and that's autograph for me. You are a star. Just me.
You tell me joke why I eat your bottle. That's right.
I put the balls in mouth, and you are a star.
That's it.
I have to put balls in mouth.
Yo, is the world coming to an end?
Yeah, it is.
We are fucking...
that hurricane is
we're the only ones out here. What are you
hurricane's coming to New York. Tomorrow, it's coming. It's like people are prepared. It's going to be... It's like at a 4 scale. Now it's going down to like 2 or 3. It's hitting New York like
by the time it gets here, it's going to be a hard rainstorm.
Yeah. I hope so. I don't want it to be accurate. I hope you know how they always go just miss right here.
And you see the hurricane doing this like.
It's like because it has a high school show me like the hurricane just dodges.
We were a half a block away from getting
that's like
wiped out.
That's good.
That's like hurricane. Like,
that's funny.
I mean, hurricane. With all those buildings, you know, we had an earthquake. You know, heard about the earthquake, right?
Yeah, you can't trust the news though, because like someone with the earthquake, they made such a big deal about it. I mean, they were just.
But my girlfriend was in the building. You know, Kim was like, "Did you feel the quake?" She was scared. I was like,
she
"I don't have a job. I walk the streets. I didn't feel shit."
People
were like, "What earthquake? This the earthquake right here. This is the only thing quaking. Yeah, I do earthquake. That's my favorite comedian.
Yeah. He's funny.
He's funny.
He come to town, he's shaking shit out.
You can't tell no black person you hear an earthquake.
Oh, I love earthquake. Is he going to be in town? Love an earthquake.
Yeah, we wouldn't even know what to do.
I love the fact that there's yoga in this park, man. I saw it was a yoga group, right?
It's also some shit going
well, there's Tai. There was Tai Chi or yoga.
They do yoga, hula hooping.
First, hula hooping makes sense, but nothing where you takes concentration and you can't do that in the middle with all these flies and birds and shit. You trying to stay focused and shit.
Philly's dark. All I've never been here in this Philly.
I love the reason why I talk shit because I can.
Philly, I told you it's dark as hell
in Philly. He explained to me.
Oh yeah, we got a
Philly breakdown.
Turn in on the
breakdown on the gene pool on the on. All right,
this is what it is. This is what it is. Okay. Philly is not we ugly. We're ugly city. We're ugly and fat. We'll give you that, right?
Because we're depressed.
Yeah, in comparison to New York,
an eight.
Their tens are way better than our tens because our tens are only eights.
Yeah, but they're not homegrown New York.
It doesn't matter. But
all over the world.
That's true. That's true.
But either way,
regardless. But either regardless, we gotta take it for what it is.
They're in New York.
They're in New York. So, but our tens are only eights, but New York's eights, and like in between, like eight to sixes are shitty. Like they have shitty 8-6s, but our middle grounds are great. Like you know that our 6-8s are great. Our ugly girls are better than their ugly girls. So our ugly girls respect
medium. Is good. Our medium is all right. New York's medium is shitty.
Where do you see New York's medium?
And there's a lot more of them. There's a lot more of them up there. There's a lot of ugly chicks in New York.
Right? Yeah, they're ugly. They're really ugly.
But there are some average, nice-looking New York women. Who are you talking about?
But we play a numbers game. Philadelphia has more rackets.
I haven't seen shit.
And the fat chicks are dope.
Our fat chicks. They put in work.
You can have fat chicks.
Whoa, fat chicks.
They don't put no work in. They don't put work in their fat. They don't put no fucking work in their fat. What work do they put?
Fat girls get dressed, they do their nails, all that. Y'all fat girls is lazy. They're lazy. New York fat girls are just lazy. They just fat.
You can't compete with New York when it comes to pretty much anything. Especially when it comes to hot chicks. They're importing them every day.
Whoa. Our food, though. We're fucking
restaurants
New York.
With smack.
The worst smack pizza. The worst pizza. The worst pizza in New York would be
yeah, New York got the best pizza.
I'm sorry, it's just me. It's me. I'm trying to rip Philly. I'm losing. I'm losing right now.
Unless you got
New York
Philly
food
cheese.
Is shitting.
You got
on,
your
yeah.
cheesesteak. You got your hoagies or whatever the hell you got.
Oh yeah, we
that's
got
it.
Vito died. Did anybody get no?
Vito.
Oh,
isn't
Vito. I don't know what his name is.
The little Italian guy.
I never went to that place. I never went to
Gino's. Gino's is horrible. This is.
As long as the dude who owned Patson died, there's no.
You like Pat?
He was a racist.
That's right.
He was a racist.
Or Pagano.
Dude that died, right?
Pagano.
Yeah, he was a staunch racist. And like a few years ago, he posted a sign that said, "If you can't speak English, don't order."
Okay.
It didn't hurt his business. That tells you how racist America is.
I hope he's in hell and he's in a line that says, if you can't speak Ugandan, you're going to
what if God God is like, what do we live with?
Fuck. What the fuck is this? Didn't see this coming.
You want whisper or what?
He's like, what did the bulldog over there? You don't speak on the border.
I mean, American fries, who really yeah. went for that?
Hey, what did they say? If you don't speak a different
freedom
language,
fries,
you can't get in the gates of heaven.
They really twisted the name from French fries to Freedom Fries. Who puts that much racist effort into something?
Wow.
Yeah, you never see. Oh, it's not French fries. That's a horrible sounding French fries.
Yeah, they did in New York too. When we went into Iraq and France didn't want to be a part of it. They were like dumping bottles of red wine out the sidewalk. Like, fuck them.
And bums are like, yeah, keep it going, y'all. Just licking the sidewalk. Yeah. They didn't give a fuck.
Man, but now looking back on it,
they're crazy strong.
Let them be racist. Whatever, man. It's silly.
As long as the dude who owned Pagano's, I like Pagano's.
D'Alessandro's, man, is the best thing.
Where's
I
that
hate,
at?
It's up in Maniac. I hate to say it. I'm South Philly to the core. I know, but I mean, I like Gooey Louie still.
Gooey Louie.
That tells you exactly what's going on.
I used to get coke off him, I think. Gooey Louie.
This is good fellas too.
Didn't somebody at Jim State get busted for selling drugs or some shit?
Didn't get busted for selling drugs.
I heard it from a drug addict. Yeah. He said it.
Of course, a drug addict. He's just reporting them motherfuckers because he's a drug addict.
The point being is Philly has an ugly town, but you can't compete with New York, man.
I mean,
like,
but I believe
so
that
hot.
There's girls everywhere, pretty girls everywhere. And I want to know where they. I have not seen. I see maybe one.
Look at that white girl right there. She is nice.
This is from far away, bro. Miss, come here.
Oh, come closer. What is it?
Where are you Milwaukee. From? New York.
Fuck.
Shit. I don't know why.
Older chicks are good, though. We got nice old chicks.
Look at this.
Nice old
chicks. We got nice old chicks.
It's an oxymoron. New York,
we got to get something.
The pretty are very pretty, and the ugly are super ugly.
Everything's extreme.
We got a lot of alright chicks here. We got a little air.
Was there anything at the show last night? Any nice? Nothing. It was booty, remember?
It was not.
Yeah. No, I didn't know.
It was kind of white. It wasn't good.
It wasn't good at all.
Were they white or black?
Mixed. It was a mixed crowd.
It was a mixed crowd. All the black chicks were horrible.
Man. Oh, they were garbage. They were like that business class black chick. You know the ones with the
Condoleezza.
Yeah, the Condoleezza. We had a few Condoleezzas,
As we say in Chicago, they were straight garbage.
There's always hot black chicks at the Laugh House on the weekends.
Yeah, that's different. That's the Laugh House.
Well, how far is the Laugh House from here?
Yeah, I'll tell you a
There's always under an overdressed chick.
Second and South Street.
Oh, is it? It's the black room, right?
Yeah. It's
black owned and stuff.
Yeah, black owned.
That's good.
Black owned and operated.
You guys don't do it a lot, demo?
No, I do it. I do it a lot. I just was there last weekend. Yeah, I was there with it was me and who was there?
The three of us.
Me, Damon Rozier, and Rob Staple.
Damon
Rozier, dude in the wheelchair.
I've seen him. It's cheating. Because I'm in a wheelchair.
Kill God, no way.
And black people don't
go. He pops a little willy and somebody puts.
You know what's funny? Black people don't fuck with him. That's not right. And that just lets you know black people are sorry.
We fuck with him. We like him.
Oh, good. You got to boo his ass.
He ain't going to do no white roll.
Roll your ass off stage, bitch.
They give him. At first, when I watched him perform, I thought it was Simply Last, but he's really funny.
He's really funny.
Yeah, is he really funny?
If his legs weren't, you'd be shitting on him.
Don't even try. You'd be like, no. Mad wag. I don't like that to him. But you feel bad that he's handicapped.
I don't.
And that's what's stopping you.
I was taught not to treat them differently. So
exactly.
I said, nigga, the wheelchair stinks, but he's good.
No, he's good.
That's like
Josh
Blue.
What about the dude that has
Josh Blue sucks.
Yeah, that's Josh Blue.
That's the guy with the hand. He's hard.
My boy Ty Barnett lost to him in Last Comic Standing.
I don't get that.
I said, what's the worst handicap, cerebral palsy being black? What the hell's going on? He got beat.
A white dude can have
a disease and still beat you, and you're a healthy black dude. It is a white world. This motherfucker is shaking, and you are a healthy black man. They're like the winner is.
Gaffer don't like chubby.
I know she's not a bad chubby chick.
But she's nice. Look at her. Look at the hair. Look at the titties.
She's not a bad chubby chick. Yeah, you guys are struggling, man.
How are you struggling?
The way you can tell is the news.
I know there's somewhere where there's some dope ones. I don't believe there's no. Please.
We're going to North Philly.
Really?
We're talking about the front.
The way you can tell
is the city's news anchors in New York has some of the fucking hottest. Liz Cho on fucking Action 6.
Liz Cho is ridiculous.
Who do we have? I don't even watch the news.
You got Hurricane Schwartz. John Belarus.
He's cool to know, isn't he?
Pat Sajak.
Who we got?
Nobody good.
There's a couple good looking chicks out here. There's the one that got
the black chick. Work for Fox? No, she's not. Never mind.
There's gotta be.
You got that white chick that work for Fox, the fat white guy.
Okay, that's not good. Oh, come on.
Look at this.
I'm pulling for straws here.
There was no hot chicks at the show last night.
It wasn't good, man.
It didn't help us.
Whoa, that's nice. Whoa, no, you can't
that's
argue
nice
with
titty
man.
Meat.
That's she's no, nah, she's cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
He's real cute.
Look at this.
I haven't seen her face yet.
Matter of fact, New York got a lot of sexy girls. We got a lot of cute girls.
What about that chick
over
there?
No, we don't. We're looking.
Shut up, Chris.
I want to be on your side. We're losers. I mean, because we're in the middle of a park and people are walking through and it's not good.
We're not doing this like, you know, we have women ourselves, but we're just saying as far as the
team. Oh, yeah.
Never know where.
I love you, baby.
What the
fuck? Will and Jada. Will and Jada.
Podcast in the park. Now there's creatures crawling on you and everything. It's all up in you. You close it out.
Yeah, I'm going to close it out. Yeah, all right. We got to get out of here. Because, well, tonight, I don't know. Well, by the time I hear this, it won't matter. But we got Godfrey's closing. See, I hate closing out. I turn the mushroom out when I'm closing out.
What?
Godfrey is going to be at Helium tonight.
Helium. You're the host. Yeah. Middle guy is... What's his name? Anton?
Anton Schubert.
And you might be doing a guest set.
Yeah,
and
and Foley will be around.
Foley's going to be able Foley's
the white guy out in this one.
If you can't afford Helium, come to Ravens Lounge anytime.
I'm doing a show at Nick's Roast Beef on the third floor.
Doing a beef and beer.
I'm doing something at Gooey Louie's. That'll make you like really just go, I don't want to go there.
No, I'm at Gooey Louie's, man. I'm doing a show at Gooey Louie's. That's one thing about ghetto shows, the names would be so horrible. Terminal D. You know, there was one in New York called Terminal D.
That's horrible.
Peppermint Lounge.
I hate all of them.
I hate all of them. They're always the shittiest thing. Yeah, mocha. There used to be Poke Knockers. That was Poke Donnell Rollins did one in Brooklyn called Poke Knocker. It was the most ghetto ass. I did it one time. I said, man, Poke Knockers.
Fat Baby.
Fat Baby's a real joke?
Fat Baby.
Fat
is down the street from the Last Lounge.
We want to thank y'all. We want to thank all these ghetto shows for paying our rent over the years. That's all they do. Great. They give you rent money, though.
The work.
All right, Godfrey, give them the information. They can find you online.
You can find me. GodfreyComedian.com is my website. You can Twitter me, GodfreyComedian.com. Don't put nothing disrespectful. And Facebook is Godfrey D as in dog. That's the fan page. Check out the our special comedy, Central Black by Accident. And that's it, man. You know
what they do. Thank you, Godfrey.
Twitter. And Foley. Shit.
Yeah, Facebook, CenterCityComedy.com, every Thursday night if you're in Philly, at the Raven. And check out all our videos on YouTube, Center City Comedy 1.
You're not going to plug yourself. You're going to plug Center City Comedy.
What do you want to know?
Twitter, Facebook.
I am Center City Comedy.
Boom. Monroe Martin. Go on Facebook. Just type in Monroe Martin. There's a white Monroe Martin. He got more friends than I do.
Oh, he should.
Monroe Martin. Same, we spell it the same exact way.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot of ways to spell Monroe.
You can spell Monroe, with a U. You can drop the E. You can drop the E, too. Nope, Monroe.
That sounds like
keep
shit.
It the same way.
But he spells the same exact way, Monroe Martin.
Well, Martin, how much farther you got? Martin is what it is.
Yeah, you got a lot of leads.
Mine's Martin.
Monroe Martin on Facebook. And then Monroe Martin III on Twitter. I'm embracing the third because my dad and grandfather fucked up, so I got to be the third time's the charm. Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That was a good one. All right, now we got to.
I was trying to do the beat.
Chris Kyan, you can catch me on Facebook.
Freedom!
She's gonna go to the diner and everybody's gonna start singing like in Blue.
I love you. That's my favorite scene.
I
love it because you realize how huge
Ray Charles, the Shaky Cabin, that was my favorite scene.
Oh, yeah, that was the
shit. Oh, yeah, let's finish this up. All right, cool. trying to. All right, Chris Cotton, Facebook, Max/ Cotton215, Twitter, Cotton215, CenterCityComedy.com. Soon as goddamn server. Stop fucking around with it. It's going
to
be launched.
Those shouts
comedy.
Out to prisoners, man.
On Facebook.
My boy's locked up.
They got this prison thing. It's just, you can get a phone plan to call your boyfriend in jail. It's called Just Talk.
What?
Shit's getting sad.
I've seen it, yeah.
All right, we're going to sign off now. Thank you, CDM Podcast. Holla. All right.